east of Noba in Jogbeha. Hope I'm not messing that up. And smote the host, for the host was secure. And when Zeba and Zalmunna fled, he pursued after them and took two kings of Midian, Zeba and Zalmunna, and he discomfited all the hosts. And Gideon, the son of Joash, returned from battle before the sun was up, and called a young man of the men of Succoth, and inquired of him, and he described unto him the princes of Succoth, and the elders thereof, even 70 men. Now these are the leaders of Succoth. That's 60 and 17, that's 77 men. And he came unto the men of Succoth and said, Behold, Zeba and Zalmunna, with whom ye did upbraid me, saying, Are the hands of Zeba and Zalmunna now in thine hand, that we should give bread unto thy men that are weary? And he took the elders of the city and thorns of the wilderness and briars, and with them he taught the men of Succoth. And he beat down the tower of Penuel and slew the men of the city. See, he's not just dealing with external enemies. He's also dealing with internal enemies, because the children are always worse. See, God had to keep covenant. All these things happen because God was keeping covenant with Abraham. This is what it took to bring forth Jesus through a tribe of a holy people. He had to break down these external enemies that surrounded Israel and the internal enemies that agree with him. See, people can't fight. If you agree with Satan, you're not going to fight him. If you like something he's got, or if you agree with him somewhere in the world, if you have lust in the world or in it, if you partake of the world system, it's going to affect the way you fight. Even if you're fighting a disaster, if you agree with the ways of the world, you're not going to resist it right. You got to fully submit your heart to God. That's the only way it's going to work. Verse 18, then said he unto Zeba and Zalmunna, What manner of men were they ye slew at Tabor? And they said, As thou art, so were they. Each one resembled the children of a king. And he said, they were my brethren, even the sons of my mother. As the Lord liveth, if ye had saved them alive, I would not slay you. So, you know, look at what happened. He said to Jether, his firstborn, Up and slay them. But the youth drew not his sword, for he feared, because he was yet a youth. Now watch these kings. Now Zeba and Zalmunna said, Rise thou and fall on us, for as the man is, so is his strength. See, pride don't know when to shut up. And Gideon arose and slew Zeba and Zalmunna, and took away the ornaments that were on their camels' necks. And the men of Israel said to Gideon, Rule thou over us. Now here's another problem. The men of Israel said to Gideon, Rule thou over us, both thou and thy son's son also, for thou hast delivered us from the hand of Midian. That's the enemy right there. You know, I use colors on my cell phone. I color this purple for darkness. This is the enemy trying to throw Israel off track. Satan knew that if he could get a king started, he could take the country, which he did. That's how he did it, with kings. Because kings are going to leave their hard-headed children in charge. And one day, one of them is going to be a spoiled brat, easily persuaded by Satan. Kingdoms don't work if you have sin. That's why this country has to have, it's got a three-tier government. It's got a president, it's got a judicial system, and it's got a Congress and a Senate. You know, Congress and Senate kind of work the same way. So that way it's designed so one person can never be in full control. But people have tried and desired to make it a kingdom, because the enemy can easily persuade the gullible. Verse 22 again. Then the men of Israel said to Gideon, Rule thou over us, both thou and thy son, and thy son's son also, for thou hast delivered us from the hand of Midian. They were so happy. It looks good on paper. just like all the other words of Satan. It looks good on when you if you're looking at it from with that tunnel vision. But when you're focused on the Lord, you see through his crap. You see through things that's just crap. Just like Gideon did, verse 23. And Gideon said to them, I will not rule over you, neither shall my son rule over you. The Lord shall rule over you. You see that? Now, right here, this proves this man, just like the angel said, is a mighty man of valor. Gideon didn't feel like a mighty man, a man of valor at the beginning. He was the least of the tribe, the least of his father's house. His words. But see, God is looking at your heart. Some of you are thoroughbreds. You're men and women of valor. And you don't need an entourage to prove it. Just like Gideon. He stuck with the covenant. Now watch what else happened. And Gideon said to them, I would desire a request of you, that you would give me every man the earrings of his prey. For they had golden earrings because they were Ishmaelites. And they answered, we will willingly give them. And they spread a garment, did cast therein every man the earrings of his prey. And the weight of the golden earrings that he requested was 1,700 shekels of gold, beside the ornaments and collars and purple and raiment that was on the kings of Midian, and beside the chains that were about the camel's necks. That's a lot of gold and clothes and stuff. And Gideon made an ephod thereof and put it in the city, even in Ophrah. And all Israel went there a whoring after it, which thing became a snare unto Gideon and to his house. If you break protocol, expect problems with it. He didn't mean to, but see, people wasn't reading the law, so it got by him. But this man was a man of valor. He didn't mean to make a mess of things. Everybody like beautiful things, but you got to get whatever you get the right way and through the right channels. And you don't want to have covenants with darkness. You don't want covenant or agreement with any form of darkness. These people were not good people. They were assassins. They were usurpers. They were already trying. They were against the covenant, and their possessions that they had, they took, and they didn't purify it. All right. Thus was Midian subdued before the children of Israel, so that they lifted up their heads no more. And the country was in quietness 40 years in the days of Gideon. And Jerubbaal, the son of Joash, went and dwelt in his own house. Now watch this. And Gideon had 70 sons of his body begotten, for he had many wives. And his concubine, he had a concubine, not a harlot, okay. And his concubine that was in Sichem, she also bare him a son, whose name was called Abimelech. And Gideon, the son of Joash, died in a good old age and was buried in the sepulchre of Joash, his father, in Ophrah of the Abiezrites. See, the enemy is always lurking, trying to figure out a loophole to get through. And he found one. And it came to pass, that's not a scripture, I just threw that in there. Verse 33 says, and it came to pass as soon as Gideon was dead, that the children of Israel turned again and went a-whoring out to Balaam and made Baalberith their god. You don't want dirty possessions. You want to stick to the protocols of God. He's going to always put you over. If you trust him with all your heart, you're going to find out that you cannot lose. Verse 34. And the children of Israel remembered not the Lord their God, who had delivered them out of the hands of all their enemies on every side. They forgot. When people go dark, they forget the things of light. Don't forget that. Neither show they kindness to the house of Jerubbaal, namely Gideon, according to all the goodness which he has showed to Israel. And then in chapter 9, you'll see what I'm talking about with Abimelech. Abimelech was a usurper. He became a usurper, and he was Gideon's son. You know, those the treasures, he should have did the protocols of Moses. But this Abimelech, those spirits, Now it don't say point blank that the spirits got on Abimelech because of that stuff, but that's the protocol that he broke. He didn't burn it with fire. When you're dealing with a wayward people that's hard headed, you got to follow protocol. Because people, you know, it's hard to win against spirits that you can't see. Demonic spirits, they want you to have a loophole somewhere. And if they, when they realize it, they'll capitalize on it. Not that they're perfect. They're not demons, fallen angels, Satan, all of it, they're not perfect like God. They don't always see. But if they do, they will definitely capitalize on it if they can. Now, when you follow God, you outclass your enemy. Now, toe to toe, wit to wit, the enemy is smarter than you are. Even the demons are smarter and older than you are. Fallen angels smarter than you are. That's why we look to Jesus. He must remain our focus. If you do what Jesus say, my main message is this. If you follow Jesus and stick to the protocols that he gave you, you cannot fail. It is impossible to obey God and fail. Everything you do will work. If you're doing what God said in his name, it's got to work. And then most of the time it looked like it's not working, but it is. Consider these things because God loves his people. The world, they'll overlook what you're doing. They won't believe it anyway. People that's not disciples won't see it, but the disciples will. The remnant always rise above all things. Consider these things. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Jesus Christ is our Lord. And today is Monday, April the 18th, 2022.